Hello again. This is the guest curator of the exhibition, Rebecca LaRush. Knowledge of the distilling apparatus, as it is shown here in Hugh Platt's text, is evident in one of Shakespeare's most compelling female characters. In Act 1, Scene 7 of the tragedy of Macbeth, Lady Macbeth tells her husband about her role in the upcoming murder of King Duncan. When Duncan is asleep, his two chamberlains will lie with wine and wassail so convinced that memory, the warder of the brain, shall be a fume, and the seat of reason a limbeck only. When in swinish sleep their drenched natures lie as in a death, what cannot you and I perform upon the unguarded Duncan? In these lines, the reference to the limbic or alembic, D in Platt's image, and the receipt or receiver, F in Platt's image, makes sense only through a working knowledge of distillation. In calling memory a fume, she pictures it as the vapor produced by putting liquid over a small flame. Shakespeare's characterization here demonstrates his brilliance on two levels. For one, he gives Lady Macbeth knowledge held by many gentlewomen of the period. Secondly, he points to a general anxiety that, in the wrong hands, this knowledge could be misused. Thus, this is also the play that features those other compelling female characters, the three weird sisters. And for a discussion of them, I point you to Case 7.